Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Newell Norman and me, Tommy Tucker, in the backfield until 10 o'clock as our coverage continues of this once-in-a-lifetime snow event. The Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry joins us now, our friend Mike Strain. How you doing, Commissioner?
Man, I tell you what, there's some frost on the pumpkin out there. It is absolutely chilly.
Mike, Newell Norman and I, and you're on with Newell, and I were talking. You, my friend, love life. I wish that I could have the what is it, joie de vivre? Is that what they say in French?
Yeah, joie de vivre. The joy of life.
The joy of life that you have, because I was watching, Mike sent me a video of him and Hootie, and tell people that don't normally listen in the morning, Mike, and I don't know if Newell knows who Hootie is.
Hootie is a basset hound, little female basset hound. I've had her, I guess, about 8 months. And she's the happiest little basset hound in the world. So, and of course, you know, she is a absolute lap dog. She's out there in the snow, running, playing, eating snow, you know, playing with the ball. You know, Hootie loves life too. But again, she's been a, you know, since I lost, you know, my Rottweiler Rudy, and then now we have Hootie, and Hootie is a, how you say, you talk about a free spirit with long ears, right?
Yeah. But I was watching Hootie play in the snow. Hootie needs longer legs because that belly was getting pretty full of snow.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hootie at first didn't know what it was. She went to go put her paw in. You know, this is, I don't know about this stuff, you know. So, but she enjoys it. I've seen livestock. I've seen cattle when it snowed that never seen it before. They're looking up. Then they try to eat it. First they want to run from it. Then they try to eat it. Then they say, okay, all right, we got it now. So it's a, you know, animals do amazing things.
Well, it's a little bit like what's going on with some of the folks down here in New Orleans that never seen it before.
I did it on Porter Street today. I opened my mouth and ate some of it. It was flew in my mouth.
I saw somebody, they were skiing, you know, through the French Quarter. I think they need to go down to Audubon Park, get up on Monkey Hill and see if they can come down that.
Yeah, do some slaloming. Tell me about
that's right.
This weather and some of the things that your department has because Mike, they got a lot of things with the Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Newell and I were talking about that before we came on the air, or off air, we were talking about it. That, man, there's a lot under your administration. I don't think people realize. And tell me about some of the preparations that y'all had to go through to get ready for this thing.
So working with the governor's office, first of all, in GOSEP, our responsibility to make sure that all emergency fuel needs are met. And so the governor, they brought in a number of snowplow teams, I think 14, from Arkansas. And so to make sure that DOTD, the snowplow teams, any emergency managers have fuel. So what we've done, we've opened up our fuel depots, and we have a large depot in Hammond, one in Baton Rouge, one in the central part of state Woodworth, another in Hart, Louisiana, another in Monroe. Do that, and then we sent fuel trailers, so these are self-contained units, one to Lafayette and the others on standby. If the power fails and fuel isn't available like at truck stops, then it is my responsibility to make sure every emergency need is met by the government and emergency responders. And we do that in every storm. I'm responsible for government and emergency fuel. So that's one factor. And also, if there are shelters set up with pets, then we have to make sure that those pets are accommodated, you know, with their owners. And so whether it is providing just the necessities such as cages and food, but also we have veterinarians and we have volunteer veterinarians. And again, that's through LSART, Louisiana State Animal Response Team. Then dealing with any livestock issues that may crop up, whatever the issues are, we deal with that. And, of course, with timber, if there's any fires, which we should not have right now, but in the aftermath, we may see that. So right now, we're predominantly responsible for that. And then, you know, talking to our farmers, finding out where they're at, what they're doing with their crops, and then anything we can do to help stand them back up. In addition to that, our emergency food services, we have food distribution centers that we distribute government commodities as well as food to food banks. And that's a big deal. A lot of the food through the food banks either monetarily or physically come through our warehouses. And so we ramp all of that up. So, you know, we are in, you know, in about probably about 60-70% fully activated. We're trying to keep as many of our personnel off the road as possible. Because, you know, when the slaughterhouses and the poultry plants open back up, they have to be inspected. But to any extent, we can keep our personnel off the road. And we have 640 personnel at the office. We keep them off the road because, again, this is the time, especially when we are not used to this and we know we don't have, you know, a lot of salt and other things. Our roads, our bridges slick over. And so safety first. And then really talking to the public about proper use of additional heat, such as heat lamps on pets and livestock and poultry, or space heaters in greenhouses or in garages or generators. We do a lot of public service announcements to try to keep everyone safe as possible. And then talking to our farmers about, you know, you got to go out and check your water troughs, you know, several times. If there's ice, you got to break it so the livestock have access to water. And so all of those sorts of things is what we're doing right now.
I always try to learn some every time we talk to you, Mike, and I'm just curious because we were talking to Todd Fontenot, LSU Ag Center area agent for crawfish production. He just happened to mention, so I was asking him how he spent his day, and he said that his cow calved, I think that's how you say it. I had a new.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To calf or whatever it was.
And a calf. Oh, they love the calf in this weather.
Do they
when
really?
I was in practice when weather. Oh, absolutely. You know, you better get ready for this kind of weather because cows would calf and horses would get belly aches, colic, as we say. And so these type of weather events were extremely busy. So I delivered a lot of calves, and the ones that I deliver, the ones that are in trouble.
Yeah.
And so there would be a lot of cows that would calf. And you look, it's an experience when you get out there and hand deliver a calf in this kind of weather. Because you don't do it with your shirt sleeves on.
No, I've seen pictures.
It's skin.
You're not involved in that, Mike. You're committed there, right?
You're committed. You are committed. You're there. You're there to the bitter end. And I used to deliver about 200 calves a year by hand, and one or two foals. But that's an experience too. When you're a field veterinarian, and when it's cold weather, you're out in the field for the duration.
Mike, what about bees? I know you're a big beekeeper, and Newell, did you know we send bees out to California to help the pollination?
No, I had no idea.
Absolutely.
I got that right, right, Mike?
It's a huge industry. You know, a lot of bees come back here to winter here, and then we'll send them to California for the almonds, because almonds require bees, and then into the Midwest for sunflowers. Then they come back home. And so right now with the bees, the most important thing is to make sure they have enough food, sugar, and because I feed my bees. I use a proprietary food product made by, I buy it from Man Lake, but you can buy it elsewhere. And if you don't have any, and if you're worried about your bees, if you don't have any food for them, and if you didn't leave them, some honey, in the hive, then you can put out sugar water. And if you don't have any sugar water feeders, you can get some hummingbird feeders, especially ones that are kind of flat on the bottom, and fill it up, with sugar water and keep an eye on it. But they will feed, but they have to have energy. They really have to have energy, or you will lose them in these cold snaps. And, of course, it's a little bit late, but, look, any bit of sugar will help them. You can use sugar water just like you prepare it, for your hummingbirds. And so, but I feed mine, and I use the ProMix. I feed mine, and I also feed them protein and pollen patties.
Mike,
you need to feed them.
Go ahead.
Yes, go.
No,
go ahead.
I know you're a very respected veterinarian, both large and small animals. And for people that, have a pet and they want to keep it outside tonight, talk about that, if you would, please.
Well, if at all possible, bring them inside, where they can warm up. If you're going to have them out on the porch, make sure you've got some blankets out there. For whatever, and if you have your dog houses, you don't have anything else, fill that dog house up with some hay, and they'll get in there and warm up. But they need to have shelter, especially for your dogs. Bring them in, let them warm up, because it is really, really cold, and it's going to get colder. We're talking about tomorrow night, some areas down into the teens, 13 in DeRidder, 17 in Lafayette, and when you put the wind chill down there, Lake Charles at 9, Lafayette at 9, Houma at 9, that wet, cold chill. So bring them in if at all possible. Provide blankets for them. If not, if you can use the heating pad, you got to be extremely careful because they can get overheated and burn on that. Mm. They make some nice ones at Walgreens that do have a kickoff mechanism, but you put it, and then you put some blankets, a blanket on top of the heating pad only, not the wires, just the heating pad. But put it, away from a little bit away from the house. Don't put it right next to the house. Any type of external heat you got to be careful with, but you got to have an area where they can warm up a little bit.
Mike, is something like this a hiccup when it comes to crops, or can it have a serious effect on strawberries and everything else we're getting ready to harvest here?
It can have a serious effect. We are fortunate, though, that we got snow first. Mm-hmm. The snow acts like a blanket of cover. If you've seen a cover in the strawberries, and the strawberries generally have covering on them, and also for our sugar cane. Now, what's going to happen with these low temperatures, when you get down to 9 degrees, 8, 9 degrees, anything under 22, any of the sugarcane stalk above the ground is lost. And so that will probably more than likely have to be cut, trimmed, or bush hogged. If you have snow on there, then it helps protect the plants below the ground. If you have areas with no snow cover, and if it's just ice and rain and cold, then you could actually lose the crop, the roots, below the ground. I spoke to my dear friend, Senator Brett Allen, a sugar farmer, very good friend of mine, about sugar this afternoon. And so where we're really worried about the sugar crop is going to be, north of the snow line, where we don't have snow to protect the cane and what happens below the roots. With the strawberries, we're probably going to lose the flowers. Hopefully it doesn't get cold enough and we have protection from the snow over the coverings where we don't lose the plants. And our other crops, thank goodness most of that has been harvested. So we don't have any corn or beans or rice yet to be harvested, or cotton. That's all done. Now, for looking at the rice crop, when it's real cold like this, it will tend to break down the rice plant, the leftover stubble that is now in the crawfish ponds. It'll break it down a little faster than we would like. But in a few days, when it warms up, the crawfish will be active again. We'll be catching crawfish. And what we may see is a little bit faster crop, a little bit earlier coming in with, in other words, a shorter season overall with this wind chill. But we're going to have a very good crawfish crop. We're safe, you know, really safe for that. In livestock, we're afraid we may have lost a lot of our winter pasture. Under the snow and ice, the ryegrass, the winter crops, they don't do very, very well. So we're going to have to rely more on hay that hopefully now is in storage and feeding them as we get especially in through the 15th to 20th of March. That's the time period that we've really got to work. So it's going to have a negative effect, again, you know, on the cattle industry because of the loss of the winter pastures. On the poultry side, these cold weathers take a lot more energy to heat the poultry houses, and that energy in the form of gas, natural or propane, that is paid for and borne by the farmers. Mm-hmm. So it really gets into their pockets these really cold days. What we're hoping for is that we don't get a lot of ice on the power lines and have loss of power going to the poultry houses. We have more than 300 poultry farms. They all have backup generators, but then you've got to have enough diesel going to those backup generators. And the big issue would be is if the distribution centers for the fuel would go down. Then that brings us back into play where we do everything we can to get diesel to the generators on the poultry farms so they don't lose poultry. We've done that before. So all of this is going on real time, and you know we will engage in every issue as it comes along.
Mike, a pleasure as always. Thank you for staying up with us tonight. And go tuck Hootie in.
Hootie is tucked in. Hootie likes it by the fire. So everyone, stay warm and be very, very, very careful. If you don't need to be on that highway, don't get out on that highway.
No,
again, because it's now we're getting into ice, and there's already a lot of accidents. So please, safety first, and be careful with those space heaters. Fires from space heaters. Be very careful with space heaters, everyone.
Thank you, Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forest. When we come back, we're going to talk to a lady Newell I met on Poydras Street today. They're from Chicago. Flight got delayed. And I was comparing the Chicago snow to this, and they were laughing at me. And then they went down to the French Quarter. So we'll get their take when we come back, Sue, when we return, as our snow coverage continues here on WWL. And we'll talk to Nick Hunter, mayor of Lake Charles. They had a blizzard warning today. And then we'll wrap it up talking to Barry Keim, LSU climatologist, about snowfall and temperatures, freezing weather, and all that stuff. A lot coming up. Tommy Tucker's here with Newell Norman. Our coverage continues of this extraordinary snow event for the southern Louisiana area here on WWL.